Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I have the pleasure of chatting with Bob McLaughlin. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Hey, Bob.
Thanks, Mike.
I really like the approach you guys take, basically pointing out that there's a lot of resources and a, quote, I think, sea of goodwill out there. But how does one know where to begin? How does one even navigate all the resources that might be available?
And that's exactly, Mike, what we do. The most important thing is that veterans, military, and families don't have to negotiate the many services. They can come to the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Our motto is a beacon of support. Really, with our veteran community, it's all about veterans helping veterans. Although web portals are important to gain knowledge, in order to really get the support that you need as a veteran, military member, or family member, coming to Mount Carmel guarantees that you'll get somebody that will help you with whatever the issues that you may have, either in transition from the military, a move as a veteran, somebody new in the community. Our charter is that nobody gets turned away. Anyone who comes in Mount Carmel gets the support they need.
So this could be for active military or strictly post-active military service?
Well, our military does a great job of taking care of service members. However, in a military community like this, mm-hmm. we feel that it's important to have a bridge or a warm handover between what military members get on the installation and what's available in the community. We like to think that it's complementary to what our great military installations are doing for our service members.
So what are some of the services that you guys can provide or point people in the direction of?
So the development of the center was based on, first, supportive services. How do we help military and veterans or their families with the basic needs when they're really struggling, whether that's financial coaching, educational coaching, benefits coaching, links to housing? Those are all important things. And then what else is important for our military and veteran community is transition assistance and job placement, and then, of course, behavioral health counseling. So behavioral health counseling, transition and employment, and supportive services are our core competencies.
Now, I understand the Mount Carmel specifically had its beginnings in the Trinidad area back 10, 12 years ago.
So when I was serving on active duty, I got to meet Mr. Jay Cimino, the CEO of Fillong Dealerships. Mr. Cimino is very passionate about his hometown of Trinidad. He started the Mount Carmel Health and Wellness Center in Trinidad to help that rural community with health and wellness. And then as I got to know him, he asked me very politely to run Mount Carmel. He basically said, Colonel, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I gave him my thought process, and he said, no, that's not what you're going to do. You're going to help me with Mount Carmel. And it was the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. You're grinning from ear to ear when you say this, so I'm assuming that's all true, Bob.
It's a fantastic opportunity to take Jay's vision, which is to do something meaningful in the community to support our military veterans and their families through the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, a one-stop center where they can get the services that they need.
Mm-hmm. So then were you responsible for sort of getting things going here in the Springs in around, was it 2010?
So I retired from active duty on August 12th, 2014, and started working on Mount Carmel August 12th, 2014. I transitioned from one career of service to a second, and my report, Mike, to you today, it's been rewarding. For me, for the staff, I have about a 90% of my staff is veterans. Those who are not veterans are very, very supportive of military and veterans. It's important to understand the culture. And mm-hmm. basically, everything we do is to limit stress on vets, families that are in some kind of transition in their life.
So I'm guessing the staff is largely volunteer?
We have a paid staff of about 20.
Okay.
And then in addition to our staff, we probably have about 80 to 90 volunteers on the books, which
nice.
Is important.
I'm hearing reports that the homeless vet population is down. Are you seeing that locally? Would you agree with that statement?
So, you know, we tracked that over the years, and it's down a bit. But in a community like this that draws in a lot of people, we like to think that we're able to do whatever we can to help vets that might be in need of whatever form of shelter issues they have, whether it's immediate shelter, transitional housing, or permanent supportive housing.
Can I ask how you guys are funded?
Grants are probably our biggest funder. We're involved in different campaigns in the community to provide funding to Mount Carmel. The Indy Gives campaign is going on right now, which we're a part of. The most important thing is if people out there want to support a great cause like this that builds a strong community, that helps veterans and their families, and we say it's a hand up, not a handout. Every dollar that comes into Mount Carmel goes into a specific service where our clients have to be vested in a process that's either going to help them with a job, help them through a behavioral health issue, or through an immediate need that's going to bring them to the next level in their lives.
Say someone finds you guys and gets some help, gets going in whatever direction they need to get going. How long do they typically stay connected to you guys?
It's really depends on the individual. What we're hoping with some of our veteran success stories, for example, if you've heard about paying it forward or paying it back, one of our key things is that people who we help stay connected to us to help others, whether it's through positive employment, whether it's through positive experience with supportive services, that they will volunteer and help other veterans that might be in need of services.
That's wonderful. How do folks find you?
There's several ways. VeteransCenter.org is our webpage. Direct phone number for service is 719-772-7000. And of course, we encourage anybody that wants to learn about our center directly. We're on 530 Communication Circle.
Well said. So anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we at Mount Carmel are very proud of the military and veteran members in this community and how well they support. As it is the season of giving, if anyone out there wants to support Mount Carmel through volunteering, through donations, they can go to our webpage or come on into Mount Carmel to visit the staff.
Thank you for your service, Bob, and thanks for taking time out of your busy day to let folks know what's going on at Mount Carmel.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.